Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Marie Dubuque is here, too. Marie Dubuque is a certified life coach, the author of at least a couple of books. She's an etiquette and social interaction expert, and boy, howdy, could I use some of that. And she's a member of our Brain Trust, and she's here to talk to us. And guys, especially, you need to perk up your ears a little bit here, because she's going to either get you out of trouble or keep you out of trouble. Marie Dubuque, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Now, you're not in trouble, are you? You're ready for Valentine's Day, aren't you?
Well, I might be in trouble because I'm not even sure when it is. Is it next week?
Oh, my gosh. You need help. Yes. It's Tuesday. You better get going.
Holy mackerel. Next Tuesday. Well, see, I got it. The problem I got with February is I got an anniversary and Valentine's Day.
Oh, my
God.
Your wife didn't plan this right.
Well,
you don't want to have an anniversary close to Valentine's Day so you can get more stuff on Valentine's
Day. Well, see, I put her off so long, and I finally said yes, and she said, well, let's just do it now then, see, because after, you know, she asked me so many times, I finally just said yes, and that was in February, and so we got married. Anyway, so let's talk about... let's talk about Valentine's Day. How has this turned into an expensive day for men?
Well, you know what? It doesn't have
and
to
only
be.
For men. Apparently only
I
for
know.
Men.
I know. Well, but women are getting on the bandwagon too.
I mean, diamonds and all kind. I mean, the jewelry stores act like you're not a man if you don't buy your sweetie a diamond or something. I mean, what's that all about?
Yeah, see, you don't have to spend a lot of money. Here's the thing.
Okay.
All you have to do is plan. Don't go to the grocery store and pick up a six-pack and a Kit Kat bar and bring it home to your wife and there you go. No.
Even if it's one of those big Kit Kat bars?
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
Okay.
Well, maybe the big one. No. Seriously, you don't have to have a lot of money. And I tell men, look, here's my rule. Okay, you can listen or not, but it works. If you've been dating less than 6 months, go for flowers or candy or potted plants. But if you've been dating more than six months, potted plants work. For green thumbs. For green thumbs.
Okay.
You got to know your lady.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now, after 6 months, or if you're serious about this girl or woman, you need
like
to
if
get
you've
her.
Said the, like if you've used the L word.
Right, exactly. You got it. You've got, all right, you're coming around, Jim. There's hope.
This isn't my first polka.
Well, okay, so you need to get it. And don't freak out, guys. Jewelry. And I'm not talking diamonds, because whenever I say jewelry, people
but doesn't,
tend to
doesn't
freak
jewelry,
out.
Doesn't jewelry sound like a commitment?
No, because you can, instead
silver.
Of diamonds, go for crystal.
Silver is not a commitment. Silver is like,
right.
Silver is like a bangle, right? It's not,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
gold,
yeah, exactly.
Gold and jewels. I think that sounds commitment.
Right, exactly. But you can go for something whimsical for like $20 at the department store.
Right.
Seriously, and they will love it. Instead of spending $60 on a dozen roses, go for maybe a $50 pair of earrings. And what you can do is you can take pictures of what your wife already has. Say she's funky and edgy.
Yeah.
You know, get her something really fun. Or if she's traditional, get her like a little pearl on a necklace. And anyway, bring pictures of what she already has.
Does lingerie count? If I buy her lingerie, does that count?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Perfume.
Really?
I
get credit for lingerie?
Oh, well, it just depends. What are we talking about here? I'm going to have to inspect this. It depends on what kind of lingerie.
Okay, all right. Well, okay. Now,
if
I want to buy her some nice clothes, if I want her to buy her some nice flowers, but I don't quite want to say, you know, it's the big L thing. Could I give her like peach roses instead of red roses?
Yeah, or carnations. What are a dozen carnations? $10.
Well, see, here's what bothers me. I don't have these problems because my wife won't let me date to start with.
Good for her.
Guys who you guys are dating, the problem for those guys is that women analyze everything. Oh my! Oh, he gave me a jewelry. What does this mean? It's silver. You know, what does that mean? Or I thought I was going to get red roses, not peach. I mean, you see what I mean? Women can't. Sometimes women can't just say, "Oh, thank you." They have to analyze it, right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, but that,
I don't think I'm being chauvinistic. I think I'm just telling it like
it
is.
No, you're right. You're right. And it does put pressure on these guys, and that's why it's so stressful, I think, you know, to spend the money.
Right.
Like my husband, he gets me a dozen roses. Okay, so that costs around $60. But one year he got me these roses in a box, and I still see them advertised for like $19.99. They came with bugs and half dead. I'm like, okay, no more roses in a box.
And the bugs weren't intended, right? Is that what you're saying?
No. And they were like, oh my gosh, okay, no more roses in a box. Just stick with the dozen. You don't have to give me anything. You know, it's okay.
How about this, honey? Happy Valentine's Day. I'm cooking dinner.
Yes, exactly. Or you know what? Even if you can't cook, you can go to the grocery store and get one of those pre-made dinners, you know, with the deli department, heat it up, put some candles out, and there you go.
Yeah.
Listen, if your significant other is not happy with that and thinks you didn't do enough, you got to rethink that relationship.
You know what, though? But if you're in a committed relationship, guys, I'm telling you, this works. Honey, happy Valentine's Day. I'm going to vacuum the house.
Yes, or give her, you know, one of those
But then do a good job, or happy Valentine's Day. Now, I myself am not going to do that. I would rather spend the money so I don't have to vacuum. But if you don't want to spend the money, I mean, do the dishes. It's amazing how that works, isn't it?
I know. And the thing is, you can get these cute little coupon books. Somebody told me, where did they get it?
Now, like those can get out of hand, Marie. Those can get out of hand.
Oh, yeah, because you fill out every page. And right, okay, just a little IOU that you've handmade. I will do the dishes.
Not a book of coupons, just one coupon. Okay, so let me ask you another question. Let's turn this around. What about the guys? I mean, I'd like a bass boat for Valentine's Day.
Gift cards. I know, gift cards. I usually say
gave a woman a gift card, they'd throw something at him.
I gave myself a Valentine's gift. I went to the spa and got my nails done, and in front of me in line was this man, and he was buying a gift card for his wife for a massage, and I'm thinking, you know what?
Okay,
walk up to him and congratulate him.
I guess that's okay. But seriously, shouldn't it come the other way too? Shouldn't guys be getting stuff?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so you want? What do you want? A boat? Is that what you just told me?
Yeah, a bass boat. Sure.
All right, a gift card $50 towards the boat.
Okay.
And whatever, Bass Pro Shop.
I'll take something less. A new driver. A new golf driver.
Okay, see, or at a sporting goods, a Dick's Sporting Goods, or whatever, like, you know, something towards that. See, now that's okay. I usually say no on gift cards because it's like cash, but for men, they love it.
Nothing says romance to a guy like a golf club.
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Marie, give us your website quickly, please.
It's at youtube.com/mannersbymarie.
youtube.com/mannersbymarie. Marie Dubuque, ladies and gentlemen. She and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us. You don't know.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.